Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Ebola is on people's minds here in North Carolina. In fact, it was brought up, Robin, in a prayer at a church service I attended in Selma yesterday morning, as was the fighting in the Middle East. And that's where we're going to go next. There are conflicting reports today about whether ISIS controls the Syrian city of Kobani. Kurdish forces defending the town near the Turkish border say they clashed with ISIS fighters today after repelling an assault that left dozens dead on both sides. But the Associated Press reports seeing an ISIS flag at the eastern entrance of the city. Kobani has been under attack since mid-September by ISIS militants, some of them reportedly recruited from Western Europe despite new laws in countries like France to stop the flow. The BBC's Lucy Williamson reports from Paris.
Every day, in bedrooms across France, a battle is being fought and lost. Videos like these calling teenagers to a new counterculture with stirring music and spiritual goals. Some, like this one, are translated into French. Others claim to show French recruits already fighting in the Middle East.
I told my son, I know other boys have left for Syria. Then I asked him, you would never do that to me, would you? He said no.
8 months ago, Nadine's son, Brian, left for Syria after learning about jihad online. He only converted to Islam last year.
After he left, I called the police station. They wrote everything down, but I don't think they took me seriously. If it could happen to my son, it could also happen to my other children, too. I've become very strict. I really monitor my daughter's Facebook account now.
At the Paris Central Mosque, Christians were invited into Friday prayers in a display of solidarity. But talking to young French Muslims there afterwards, attitudes towards Islamic State were mixed.
War is not one of the central tenets of Islam. It's not part of being a good Muslim.
I've been encouraged to go and do jihad several times. It's about defending what's ours. But when we Arabs go to the Middle East to fight, we end up in jail when we get back.
It's ignorance. They try to whip us up, play on our emotions, but they don't understand the doctrine.
Anwar Kibibesh, head of the Assembly of French Muslims, says the number of French recruits leaving to fight in Syria has taken everyone by surprise.
Honestly, we French Muslims underestimated the threat to our youth. There were only a couple of lost souls who had joined the fighters in Syria. But now we realise that there is a big problem, and we can't stand around and just condemn what is happening. We have to do something.
Nadine's son is one of around 1,000 people thought to have left France to join the group. Now, along with several others, she's taking legal action, accusing the government of not doing enough to stop their children leaving. Their lawyer is Samia Maktouf.
I don't think that the police is not doing well their job. The police is trying to do their best. Unfortunately, it's not enough because all the agency of the government must work together, which is not the case now.
The government has since set up a special crisis hotline for parents worried about their children and has authorised the removal of passports from those suspected of wanting to leave. But Samia Maktouf says the measures so far aren't working and that parents themselves are often reluctant to contact the police.
They're afraid because it's a kind of denunciation of their boy. Maybe it's not good as a parent to say, listen, I'm calling the police station to say my boy is a fundamentalist now, and they just cannot do that.
But this is a recruitment drive taking place in private, in bedrooms and parks. Policing is hard for mothers, let alone officials.
Hier, il m'appelle de temps en temps, ça va.
Nadine says she spotted no signs that her son was about to leave. He calls her now from Syria every couple of days. I heard from him last night, she told me at the end of our interview. I asked him if he'd eaten, If he was washing properly. I'm really clinging to those phone calls now. If they stopped, I don't know what I'd do. But as long as he's alive, I have hope.